Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 8:40 our time here on this Friday morning, heading into Memorial Day weekend. We are just about a month away, a little more than a month away from the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. This week, big announcement of some of the golfers that are going to be coming to the Motor City for this, joining us to tell us about the field and how we get tickets and all that good stuff, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Jason Langwell. Good morning, Jason.
Paul, good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I wanted to talk a little bit about the field. I think everybody was rooting for Phil Mickelson last week at the PGA Championship, and he came through and won and signed on to come to Detroit.
Yeah, fans are going to be in for a treat with the field that we've got assembled here, Paul. Couldn't be happier to have a 45-time winner on tour, Phil Mickelson, joining us. Obviously, it was awesome watching what he did there. Hoping he can do the same thing here in Detroit. But, you know, Phil coming, he's going to join three of the other top 11 players in the world that we have with our defending champ, Bryson DeChambeau. Patrick Reed's going to come back. Webb Simpson had a great visit last year and played well and is coming back. And they'll take him and Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, just some great names, some great people coming to Detroit to support our event. And as you said, we with that field exploded out of the gate yesterday. Tickets went on sale yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. Had a really big day and off to a really good start to help support our event, our Changing the Course initiative.
Well, that's fantastic. We want to let everybody know how to go about getting tickets. I want to talk a little bit about what the regulations are as far as COVID protocols. It's obviously a lot different than last year, but even as you've been planning for this year, there have been a lot of changes along the way, haven't there?
Yeah, we have been. Like every event, you know, health and safety is our top priority. Working closely with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, state and local government have been fantastic. But look, we're fortunate. We've got a massive footprint on a golf course that's outdoor, very large. And we expect to be able to operate under, you know, the orders that are in place with limited restrictions to make sure everyone's got a safe, healthy, and positive experience for all of our fans. We are making, you know, some modifications to ensure we've got a better grasp on how people are attending the event and to make sure we're offering a safe experience. There aren't going to be any walk-up sales, so all tickets have to be purchased in advance. And we're going to be limiting ticket purchases to just 4 tickets per account holder in anticipation of a sellout so that a number of families get to experience it. Go into more dynamic pricing model as we approach sellout. But, you know, we're also doing things in terms of going cashless on site, taking those measures to promote a safe experience and just doing a number of things. But we'll have, you know, a number, obviously, everything from sanitizers to everything on site you've expected that we'll have. But all in all, we're ready. We're 34 days away from July 1st, but excited for this home stretch and excited for the response we saw from the fans yesterday on our ticket sales.
Well, it's going to be so good to have fans back at this event. I remember watching it on TV last year, and it was so weird to see, you know, a golf tournament, you know, on television without any spectators.
Yeah, it really is. It was different last year. We had to pivot a little bit, but at the end of the day, we were proud of what the community did. I mean, all of our volunteers, our former mayor, Dennis Archer, leads our volunteer committee, put together an unbelievable representative volunteer workforce. We had Rocket Mortgage and their family companies stepped up and chipped in with a number of volunteers to help make the event happen. But it was exciting, though. I mean, at the same time, without fans there, it was weird. We're excited to welcome them back. We're able to put on a great event, had a great field, and came out with a great champion in Bryson DeChambeau, who is now an ambassador of Rocket Mortgage. And, we made, like everyone, made the best of what happened through COVID to try and find a way to impact the outcome, and ended up with almost $3 million going to our Changing the Course initiative that helped end the digital divide here in Detroit.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about that, because this is a big fundraiser in addition to being a great event that really showcases Detroit, gives golf fans a wonderful tournament to watch, but it also raises a lot of money for Changing the Course. Tell us more about that.
Well, yeah, in light of, you know, the profound impact of COVID on Detroit and the clear need for greater and more equitable digital access, all the proceeds for our event, we turned the event on its head last year and decided all the proceeds from our event going forward are going to support our new Change in the Course initiative, with the vision there to take on a multi-year campaign to ensure that every Detroit resident has access to the internet, technology, digital literacy training that they deserve. And, you know, I think COVID shined a light on a number of issues, underlying issues in Detroit, internet accessibility, I think, being the most severe of them. And so, you know, we see too many Detroit residents that are caught in this digital divide that excludes them from opportunities for education, from employment. And so we've made some efforts here to try and take what is the least connected city and make it the most connected city. And we're on our way to doing that last year with the support of Rocket Mortgage and all of our tournament sponsors to do that. And that's our focus again this year. We've got a number of new programs. Our Faces of Area 313 program this year is going to allow people to donate $313 and have their face displayed inside of Area 313 and receive two tickets to our Cadillac Clubhouse for a tournament round, access to our Monday and Tuesday, which will have our youth clinic and our Area 313 Celebrity Scramble. It's going to feature our top six players along with other celebrities like Barry Sanders and Larry Fitzgerald. And so everything that we're doing, right? And I think it's a lot of people, you know, are coming to realize is that this is more than just a golf tournament.
Yeah.
And that's when Dan Kipper put this together and put the vision together to say, look, let's bring this event to Detroit. It was with that. How do we create a Detroit experience that's more than just a golf tournament?
Yeah, it is absolutely that. One important thing that you've already pointed out, that is that there will not be walk-up ticket sales, so you can't just decide on 4th of July weekend, hey, let's go to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. How do people get tickets ahead of time?
Well, they'll need to visit rocketmortgage.com as quickly as possible. We've got a great array of ticket options starting at just $20 for our Delta Dental Pro-Am on Wednesday. Which are going to have our top players and celebrities competing in it. Thursday ticket price, Thursday to Sunday, will be available as well. We are this year, I want to make fans aware, we are going to a dynamic pricing model now. So as we approach 70, 80, 90% of a sellout on any given day, ticket prices will go up $5 each day. After the day we had yesterday, we'll be approaching that on a few days. So I want everyone to go early and often. As I mentioned, we're going to limit ticket holders to 4 tickets per account. And that's just to make sure that all families, everyone in Detroit, has a chance to experience what we are proud to create as the most awarded event in the PGA Tour 19, and to also have parking available that fans will be able to get, offer shuttle service for fan parked in a tournament designated lots. And then we also have rideshare as well. We have a great opportunity with rideshare just down the street here at the community, in Palmer Park at the community center. Fans will be able to take advantage of rideshare and just walk a few hundred yards over to be able to get onto the grounds. But we've got a great Detroit experience, some great summer fun awaiting fans, and great ticket offers available. And I would get to rocketmortgageclassic.com. And too, if people want to know, there's a know before you go on there as well, just so people can be aware of safety protocols and the things that we're doing to create not only a memorable experience, but a safe one for Detroiters.
34 days away. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the weather's going to be better by then, right? Right?
It will be. Yeah, it doesn't rain. We've got that on order. It hasn't rained yet. It doesn't rain last week of June, first week of July, it turns out. So, yeah, we're going to have great weather. The golf course is unbelievable shape. Jake out here, their superintendent, Detroit Golf Club's got an unbelievable facility ready for you. They made some renovations and modifications here. They're just beautiful out there. And it's playing firm and fast outside of the day. So, which I know the players love, and we're just excited to bring the event back and appreciate all your support and the support of your listeners. It's been unbelievable what we've been able to accomplish in just 3 years now to get this event up and running, and really like where we're at and where we're going. So appreciate you and your listeners' support.
Well, Jason, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much. RocketMortgageClassic.com. Go there for your tickets, and have a great weekend. Thanks so much.